prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 24 July 2023, and we have got a very special guest tonight. He's been on this program several times before. We're going to bring up a fellow that I admire and respect tremendously for what the work he does. We'll tell you about that in a minute, so don't go away. But I have several prayer requests tonight. Several prayer requests that I really have to bring before the people, because I know out there in this audience all around the world we have prayer warriors. Now I'm thinking about some that's in different countries right now by name that we talk to them once in a while. And I just want everybody to keep these prayer requests, please, in your mind to bring up when you speak to our Father. First is for a friend of ours named Mike in North Carolina. Mike is facing a lot of situations. He's got a lot of health problems. Soon may be kicked out of his house because he's living with his parents, and then they're selling the house, and he has no place to go. It's a bad story. It's a rough story, but keep Mike in your prayers for healing and for direction, please. And for Dennis Cuddy, who's been a whistleblower for many years, who is also in need of physical healing and financial help. So keep Dennis in your prayers. Folks, a lot of people stand up in the battle in the front lines, and they do it without any really real support, and they're trying to intercede for all of us and get the truth out. And I know from personal experience that sometimes it can be a very thankless job, and Dennis is one that's paid the price, taking a stand. He needs your prayers also. Also for Justin. Now, Justin, if you remember a gentleman named Justin, I'm trying to think, last time I've talked to him, forgive me for not knowing. He was on this program a couple months ago. He has a business called Whole Cow. He sells fresh beef in cans. Now, I'm talking about the whole cow. We're talking about sirloin steak, T-bone steak, everything, freeze-dried, ready to be seasoned and eaten. Well, Justin is a disabled veteran. I don't know exactly. He got all his hurt. He messed his back up. But he and his wife were out to dinner a few nights ago, and some man, a 350-pound man, attacked three women. Justin tried to intercede. Justin weighs 170 pounds now. He went down from 250 to 170 because of the injury. And the guy picked him up by his neck and snapped his spine. Now, I'm sure he's hurting, but that's going to be okay. So Justin had to shoot the man and had to kill him to defend himself and the ladies. No guilt on that at all. But you can only imagine what's doing to him and his wife. And I ask you to pray for Justin's peace of mind. God intervened in this point, have him there at the time to save a lot of lives, perhaps, folks. I know it was God's sovereign will that he was there, his providential will. But keep Justin in your prayers, please, okay? I don't care who you are. If you got any kind of conscience, that'll bother you. But keep Justin in your prayers. Also, many of y'all know, all of y'all know, call this office, know who Crystal is in the office here. She works with us on Thursdays, had been for about 23 years. filling orders and different things, doing all she can to keep his ministry running. But you know, Daddy Johnny's been really sick. And Johnny's been having some problems the last few days with some seizures and different things. Took him back to the doctor, Dan. He has multiple tumors in his head. They sent him home with some seizure medicine. They're going to send him to a hospital up in Morgantown, about three hours north of us. A much better equipped facility. And see what they can do for him. For all y'all that know Crystal, she's a sweetheart. She puts up with me all the time. And she's like my own daughter. But her daddy's in bad shape physically. So ask God's will be done in this, folks. His will be done either way. They go home be with him or heal him on this earth. But just ask her, Father, be done with in his name and for his glory. But y'all keep it in prayer, please. That's Mike, Dennis, Justin, and John. Okay? Well, without any further ado, we'll go to our guest. Jonathan Alexander is the head counsel for Liberty Counsel. This young man, I mean young man, I call him Mr. Youngin, but he's a young man, and his wife are two sweet people. And I got to meet him personally a few years ago, and ever since then, I just kind of adopted him part of the family, I guess you could say. He chose to become a lawyer, knowing that one day his daddy, who preaches the Bible in Massachusetts, might need a lawyer to defend him in court. Well, this young man, Jonathan, joined a group called Liberty Counsel, and this group goes out and defends people for the Christian convictions, whether it be on the job because of vaccinations or being fired because of beliefs or what it may be. These people take these cases pro bono, basically, and are supported by donations, and I'm blessed to say that once in a while I can send a little bit of money to them because I believe wholeheartedly in what they're doing. And they are fighting cases now, and I promise you folks, they're not running out of cases. Oh, my gosh, they're running out of cases. We'll discuss some of those in a minute, so don't go away. Anyway, are you there, Jonathan?
I am, Pastor Birch. Thanks so much for having me on again.
Oh, it's my honor, Jonathan. I know this may sound corny, my friend, but I really like you. I think you're a fine young fella. I really mean that.
We appreciate that, too. My wife and I talk about you and your wife and your hospitality to us. We spent that time with you a couple of summers ago. We're very grateful to have met you then and have continued our friendship through today.
Well, you know, I pray that I never personally need your services, but it makes me feel kind of secure knowing that if I do, you're out there, and I appreciate that.
Certainly. We thank God for the way he's used us in the past few years. I mean, if you were to tell me this time last year that Roe v. Wade would have ended, you know, and that we would have gotten rid of that legal framework that cost the lives of 63 million babies, if you were to tell me it'd all be gone within one summer, I'd believe you for it. That's certainly what we're working for. But it was hard to know just how much joy we felt when we saw all those years of hard work come to fruition. And then the several times that we returned back to the court on several other religious liberty issues, even in this past year, it just seemed the grace of God really bless our work. Sometimes, you know, you're sowing seeds and you don't really see it all come to fruition. And so the fruit of our labor has certainly paid off, but the enemy is not happy. He's doubled down on so much of these areas where we've gained ground back, and the enemy is still actively fighting. Sadly, he's recruiting more and more victims to join his death march. So we're still in the fight. We're still actively fighting to make sure that God's name is glorified in every area of culture.
Well, now, how long have you been doing this now, Jonathan?
Well, this is my 10th year out of law school. I just celebrated my 7th year working with Liberty Counsel. So I graduated from law school about 10 years ago and started working for Liberty Counsel about 2.5 years out of law school. And so just celebrated my 7th anniversary. And once again, I could have drawn up this career my own way, and it would have not certainly turned out with the amount of blessing, the amount of open door opportunities, the amount of victories that God has allowed us to be part of just in this short time. Blessed to have a wife that is on board daily with each and every calling that God places, each and every decision to fight for a particular client or to go in a direction on a particular legislative issue, to be able to have a best friend in the fight that confirms the voice of the Lord every time we move in a direction is such a blessing. And you know my boss, Matt, and Anita Staver, to work for individuals there at Liberty Council, our colleagues there at Liberty Council, whose entire day is spent fighting for a Christian's right to believe in their heart and to go out in the public square and live that belief, fighting for the unborn, fighting to restore religious liberty. It is truly such a joy that God has called us to this task and that he's equipped us to be able to do this work.
Well, I'll tell you what, brother, your dedication has to be unparalleled. And I'm sure you're not the only one in the organization. I'm sure all your comrades in arms there, so to speak, are involved in it up to their eyeballs also, and willing to take their time and their efforts and to help defend people against these unjust, unconstitutional, immoral laws. But to see you stand in the gap like that and read some of these cases I've been reading about, I mean, I get updates from y'all all the time. And some of the cases y'all been tackling, the ones you've been winning, the ones you're still fighting, would I be right to assume that your caseload has increased over the last few years since Biden got in office?
Oh, it absolutely has. There are avenues that are straight, legal cases, litigation that we have to, take all the way through court. But there are so many more battles that we have to fight just at the demand level stage. So sending a demand letter to a county's attorney or to a state's attorney, to an employer or to a school district and saying, you cannot do this. You are not allowed under law to do this. It's certainly outside of the bounds of the Constitution and outside of any right that you have as an employer or a school administrator or as a government official. So a huge number of our fights and the majority of our wins come just with one strongly worded letter on the behalf of a client that's either in school or at work or in the public square and having their rights violated. So, yeah, there are certainly many cases, and when it makes it up to the litigation, we're in the fight, and God has blessed us with many victories. But it's oftentimes the daily phone calls, talking to clients, hearing right where they are, advising them for the situation, and then backing them up with demand letters where a good number of our fights are fought and won.
Well, you would think after a while, after so many cases have been won on different levels by you folks and others, that the other side would start figuring out, hey, we can't get by this any longer. You think they'd figure it out, wouldn't you?
Yeah, there's a scripture in Proverbs, I think it's Proverbs 130, that says God-haters are inventors of evil. Scripture calls them inventors of evil. Another translation says ingenious at evil. So while we're in bed, they're awake, figuring out new ways to offend God's law and to twist his words. And the worst part of it is dragging victims along with them. I think of the LGBT agenda that cannot reproduce. By default, they're not able to reproduce. So they recruit. And wherever they recruit, they're recruiting in the schools. They're recruiting through the internet, through TikTok and Instagram. They're recruiting kids through movies. They're having many victims join into their God-hating activities and literally leading them into slaughter. Another scripture, Proverbs, talks about rescuing those that are being led to the slaughter. And so while we're preserving what God has given us and the calling that he's given us, while we're busy doing life with our family and with our church friends, these inventors of evil are creating and crafting new ways to offend God's word. And that's why our fight obviously won't stop. We won't turn a blind eye to a culture that's seems to be headed in the wrong direction. That's why God has called us to this task. And as often as we're called to it, and as long as we have life, I think this is the work that God has for us to be doing.
Amen. You think after a while, though, they would lose many cases in court. They realize they're wasting money to try to beat certain cases, and they wouldn't even try to press charges or whatever. But it seems like they never learned that. I mean, I got one from me here where Greenfield Schools unlawfully discriminates against church school. And I mean, this church, this Christian school, obviously is independent and meeting school curriculum, but they still violated, I guess you could say, the First Amendment in this situation, Massachusetts. What happened in that case?
Yeah, so this is a school that has every information. Massachusetts has a rich history of not just homeschooling, but even having the first law that described why there should be education. It was the old Deluder Satan Act that said we have to teach kids so they aren't dissuaded by Satan. We have to teach kids how to read the Bible so that they aren't dissuaded by Satan. Well, there's up updated law that Massachusetts says, well, if you're going to operate an individual school, you have to be able to send your curriculum to us for us to review, which the school has complied in doing for so long until a particular member of the advisory committee decides that this Becker curriculum is outside of the values of the Greenfield Public School and therefore the school not able to operate anymore. The Becker curriculum is what I was raised on. There's a good number of Christian churches that use the Becker curriculum. It's a curriculum that does hooked on phonics. You learn your phonics very early. You learn a Christ-centered worldview that approaches every area of life. And the Becker curriculum followers score higher on standardized tests and exams than kids that are learning in public school. So this is obviously a curriculum that is doing all the right thing. But because this particular superintendent decided that they wanted, in their words, greater equity, or they wanted to advance, and you know this, LGBT agenda or the pro-abortion agenda, they decided that the government was best suited to determine what curriculum these parents are using, said that the Becca wasn't good curriculum, and therefore that school, if they were going to continue using that curriculum, they would no longer be able to operate. It's a group of Moldovan immigrants. So these are individuals that have left a relatively communistic state that have come to America. And when you ask them, they didn't come here because of its economic prowess. They didn't come here because of the advantage that they could gain in business. They came here because it's a free society where you can worship God. And so they wanted to orchestrate their school in a manner that reflected their beliefs. But here's a school official, Mike, has been done in several states across the country, so many cases of this. Here's a particular school official that dislikes what's going on within a Christian school education and decides to threaten and bully and coerce this school to the point of trying to shut them down. You know, one thing we've seen over history is that a tyrannical government is always jealous of worship. They want only go directly through it. And the agency or the factory for worship are these public schools. And so anything that comes counter to that, anyone that is starting a school or wanting to homeschool their children that is taking away from their loyal subjects in that regard, they see as a threat. And I think that's exactly what you're seeing here.
I think he's absolutely right. In the Becker curriculum, by the way, my boys were taught that. We went to Christian school and in some homeschooling in the past years. It is one of the finest curriculum I think ever written by anybody. Very well done. Very well done from a Christian worldview. It certainly educates your children in a mind they're not going to find in the public school system. But you mentioned one thing that sounds so simple, phonics. I learned phonics when I was in school. They quit that in public schools not too long after I learned phonics. You know, you really cannot learn how to spell or to divide words and syllables if you don't know phonics, can you?
Exactly right. And whoever controls the language controls the narrative. And so it's so petty how they go into things that obviously work. They work for centuries. They've worked for generations. The way, you know, the human mind works and just learning how to sound out vowels and that creating words. But that's not the approach that are taken by the majority of educators in public schools, not to mention all the other things that they replace in those schools, all the other time that could otherwise be given towards reading, arithmetic, and learning basic things. They're turning that over to the LGBT agenda and confusing kids as to what body they were born in and gender pronouns. And so it really is a fight at the heart of it. Children are not innocent, but they can be easily swayed. You know, we all bear Adam's sin in some regard, and so it is like a rudder. You can turn that rudder in one direction or another. And so the LGBT agenda, the pro-aborts, are finding these young, impressionable minds. And in this case, if those minds aren't being tailored to the government's doctrine, they see it as a threat. Thankfully, we will be successful in this case. We'll be and have been successful in other cases where we've allowed a good news club to operate within schools, or we've fought for child evangelism fellowship to retain a gospel-centered club within public schools where children are being saved at an early age before the age of 13 and 14, committing their life to Christ, committing their life to ministry and to be missionaries. So every time we see an avenue or we see a space in society where the worldview or the Luciferians, as it were, are starting to make inroads, we go back in there and legally, through the law, reclaim that area for Christ. And,
amen.
And we do so in order to protect the legacy that we were handed, that this is going to be a free society, but also to advance the gospel in the areas that need to hear it the most.
Well, that was the whole goal of this country in the first place, advance the gospel of Christ. And the founders said that, but you mentioned about the children. You know, the Bible says in a paraphrase, as a twig is bent, so grows the tree. Well, that's obviously true. And we're told to tramp a child away should go. Well, that's what we're supposed to do. And that is a parent's, by the way, Jonathan, that's the parent's responsibility first off. We
Absolutely
have
right.
today, parents are too lazy to do that. They put them off in public hell holes. We call schools. I call them public fool zones. And the parents, and this is sad to say, but we have many, many parents today that are truly are not fit to be parents. They not only ignore the children, they take them to drag queen shows and everything else. These people should be arrested at least for child abuse. But we see this happening, and we wonder why our nation's falling apart when the home has been destroyed to the point that parents no longer truly love their child. Then you have nothing left to build on, do you?
You certainly have that. One of the sins that America has as its primary sin is materialism, where you need, you know, two cars in the driveway, you need a two-car
sure.
garage, you need your kids shipped all, you know, halfway across the country to join these select baseball teams and these select, you know, gymnast teams. There's parents running around after kids, chasing after athletics or getting them exposure in beauty pageants. And these are Christians that I'm talking about, not at all concerned with the Awana hour that they have on Wednesday nights, not concerned with getting their kids to Sunday school on Sunday mornings. It's such a pursuit of the material, such a pursuit of having these kids turn into pro athletes that we are truly forgetting the very basic responsibility of parents, and that is the training and the upbringing and the education of their children. But as you mentioned, so that both parents can be out of the home and they can have all the material they want, you're shipping off kids to these public hell holes, and they're nothing short of that. Even good parents, right? Even parents that are in many ways watchful over their children, when you're submitting them to these young 20, 30 something old liberal indoctrinated school teachers who don't have children of their own, who are there teaching their kids new pronouns, you know, deciding that they want approval from their students by calling them a certain pronoun or calling them by a fictitious name, hiding behind parents' backs, the cross-dressing of both teachers and students, calling a student a different name at home than that student is called at school. Even if you have attentive parents, just dropping them off through the schoolhouse gate is already losing 50, 60% of the fight. And so there has to be an area where we reclaim that very early age, that 5 to 14 age, where parents exercise their primary responsibility of educating their children. One of the things that Liberty Council introduced in this past year is Covenant Journey Academy, just launched this past May, and it is a full curriculum that can allow a church school to operate. It can allow a Christian school to operate, but it can also provide a full 24/7 hour curriculum to parents at home. And so if parents want to supplement their child's education with certain courses, they can do that. But if they want to have a full education for their children right within their home, they can do that as well. We're working with some of the best educators, Christian educators around the country. The board of directors and the staff that's part of this have worked in some of the finest institutions all across the world that are tailoring this curriculum to promote God's truth and worldview at a very early age. So we're combating on all fronts. We realize that there's, you know, many fires that can be put out, but as long as God has us working in this area, and so long that there are resources in order to really train up children, that'll be part of the fight that we'll be in for a very long time.
Well, the responsibility, you said, is definitely with the parents. Deuteronomy chapter 6 explains that very well. But we have, as a nation, and parents of the nation, have forgotten that. And unfortunately, we have let Satan rob us from our most important asset, that's our children and their souls and their minds. But we see this going on all the time. Now we have, I just read a school in Chicago, you said, that got rid of a teacher a counselor who was married, a lady who was married, a woman, I should say, I don't know about a lady, and was involved in same-sex marriage in a school, which had to be Catholic, got rid of her, and they were sued over that. What happened out of that?
Yeah, so it's not even so much the school getting rid of her. It's her violating the school's...
That's it. Yeah, she did to herself. Yes, yes.
Yeah, and then oftentimes it is, you know, shown, and we've fought these cases all across the country where it's shown that a particular staff member is just violating what they've signed up to. Any employee of a Christian school, any student has to agree to a code of conduct or a behavioral standard when they either attend that school or work in that school, and they've decided not to, and so by default, they've, you know, written their own sentence, and they are not allowed to be there. But individuals have used that in order to do two things, either drag the school through the mud with years and years of litigation that the school may or may not win. They can just decide to settle in order to get their names out of the headlines. Or they've used that to have schools back down completely and change their rules. Thankfully, this particular school in Chicago and a good number of these cases that make the headlines are schools and administrators that are following the letter of Scripture, following the rules of how to conduct yourselves within an institution, and not allowing individuals that are sometimes even plants coming in there and ruining the unity of that body by introducing sinful lifestyles into it. And so anywhere that those cases are fought, they have varying degrees of results. So they're not all victories, but in every fight, it is worth the effort because you are able to double down on your tenets, your standards, and beliefs, and use that as a teaching opportunity that does encourage other good Christian schools to maintain their code of conduct, even in their hiring or their enrollment of students.
You know, in this nation, there was a time, I'm not old than you are, but I remember there was a time something like this would have been laughed at in the beginning. Well, it wouldn't have been allowed. She'd been arrested for being this way in the beginning, but our society's changed that much. But I just wonder, too, how many of the Christian businesses and schools you represent and individuals have been threatened because of standing. You know, but the lady in Colorado, they had the web design, they went into the Supreme Court about she didn't have to design websites for same-sex couples, and now they're threatening to burn down her house. They say she should be raped. They're threatening to kill her family. How many clients have you worked with who have been threatened with their stand?
Yeah, so many, and it is unfortunate. You remember Kim Davis,
yes.
County clerk from. So she had a video game. There was a web programmer that developed a video game, and you'd get more points by the amount of torture and brutality that you could put Kim Davis through in a video game. So talk about ingenious at evil, or the inventors of evil, creating a video game to train people on how to attack folks of faith. I mean, it is, you know, without a doubt that Christians will face persecution. Even Christ told us that we'll face persecution, but it gives us the encouragement to stay in the fight, to be the salt and light of this earth.
So, hang on through the break, Jonathan. Folks, back at the break, any phone calls or question tonight you want to ask Jonathan or comments, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. You're talking to Jonathan Alexander with Liberty Council. We're going to tell you in a minute how you can help support this group. And I'll say this, if you're out there tonight and you have any questions about what you're doing, or if you're facing a challenge in your life because of your Christian convictions, now would be a good time to call in. We're also going to give you a number to call. You can talk to one of their folks online and on the phone, asking questions may have too about something that concerns you in your life. But the number to call right now and ask questions is 844-769-2944. Again, if you're out there fighting the battle somewhere and getting some trouble, people trying to persecute you for your Christian stand, it has to do with the job or anything else that you may be working with, you call. And you talk to us tonight if you want, and we'll give you a number to call and talk to somebody tomorrow. By the grace of God, we've been provided with more than one organization that will take on a case pro bono, so to speak, and help people. But in my mind, this one is definitely one of the top two or three in this country, period, that I look forward to working with and have worked with. And get to know Jonathan personally. How'd you know Jonathan? Well, I have to say it was a God thing. I didn't know anybody. I just wanted to talk to him at Liberty Council one time, and Jonathan's kind of put out in front of me and got to talk to him, and he came down and spoke to a little church group a couple of years ago. And I just learned to really like this guy and appreciate this guy. I love him like a little brother. And that may sound silly, but if you think silly, that's fine. That's how I feel about him. And I respect him, and I trust him. So if you all have any questions that you want to ask him or any comments you want to make about what he does, you feel free to call at 844-769-2944. And again, Jonathan, by the grace of God, maybe I'll never need you, but I've been called before a federal grand jury already once in the Tommy Bill radio. Been interviewed by the FBI three times. So obviously I've drawn flack and attention from certain people, and I'm sure I still am. Matter of fact, you've met Phil Hudock, of course, our producer. You met him at the day he came down to speak for us. Some years ago, he was sitting at a function somewhere, and he heard two FBI agents talking about Pastor Butch Paul and Phil Hudock. True story. So they know who we are. But, you know, that doesn't bother me. I am so glad the enemy knows my name. I am so glad he knows my name, and he knows that I serve Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that he knows my name and fears me because I walk in Christ. Not because of me, but because Christ is in me. That makes me feel well. And even better, Jonathan, I am so blessed to know that Christ knows my name. And that's important, right?
Oh, you're absolutely. He, not only does he know your name, he's prepared the steps ahead of you. He's already walked into every room that he's called you into. He's already placed every word in your spirit that he wants you to utter. He's already prepared a place for you, even at the end of your life. As long and as brave as your life has been, it's just the start of what he has in store for you. So it's such a comfort and peace knowing that our God, because it could have been someone else, right? I think we were just talking about that. If it was someone else that he had called to this task, or you know that he had blessed with these opportunities, and you're just on the sideline looking at someone else. Walking in the path that God had set out for you, you'd be missing it, right? You'd be missing out on it. So it's such a privilege, such a joy that God saw us in our meagerness, you know, and found us wherever He did, and said, "I'm going to call Pastor Butch to be not only one of mine, but a force in my kingdom." So so grateful to be part of this work.
Well, it's a humbling experience, and I praise God for it. But I do have a thought many, many times: why did He keep me around this long? Why did He take friends that I was in service with in different branches in Vietnam, and why some of them died since then? Why did You spare my life, Lord? And I humbly say that, but He knows my heart. He knows I fail a lot, but I'm trying for His glory. So His sovereignty does reign in the fears of men, folks. His sovereignty will reign in our lives. If we trust Him, He will guide us. And all things will work to our good if we love Him and are part of the call according to His purpose. He said it all works to our good no matter what. And our little bit of frustration and toil and pain in this on this earth, Paul said, we count as nothing when we share the glory with our Savior in heaven. And you know, I'm sure you know about Pastor Otto Pulaski in Canada, right?
Yeah, if you just give me some of the details, there were a number of pastors that we helped during this time. I know he was the pastor that really got on our radar with his arrest, basically just for holding church. But if you just remind me some of those
sure
details.
I sure can. I had son on last week, and he'll be on tomorrow night. Pastor Arte has been to court several. He's been in jail up to 50 days, solitary confinement. he's been to courts more than once. He's won every case. He lost the last case. He was found guilty of a law. I guess it was a new law that just passed, and it was a convoluted verdict nonetheless, but they found guilty. He's supposed to go to sentencing next month, I think the 7th of August. His son was also arrested and is facing prison time for standing for the Word of God in Canada. And I was talking to Pastor Pulaski the other day, and he said there are no organizations like Liberty Counsel in Canada that will take their cases and help them and cover the expenses while they're doing it. He's putting out like $1,200 an hour for a couple of lawyers for him and his son. He's running donations. I managed to send him a little money last week. I want to do some more this week. But they're not blessed like we are to have organizations like yours up there, Jonathan. I just wish there were some way y'all could cross the border and help these two courageous men. The young son is 23 years old. 23 wow. years old. He spoke before wow. the European Parliament a few weeks ago, and shared the story, had a standing ovation. This is the caliber of men that God has called forth. And in Canada, they said they have no legal defense funds to help them fight this. They have to pay for everything out of their own pocket. And I don't need to tell you how expensive that is. I don't need to tell you that.
I can imagine.
I don't know if y'all have any way to help them or not. But if you do, it would be great if you could. But anyway, go ahead.
And I was just saying, stories like that are happening in real time, there are ways that we can get involved in a fight like that. Sometimes just sharing it and winning the public narrative often does help, and just, encouraging those saints on that they have folks praying for them. But I think if there is a way that we could, as you said, cross the border and help them out, that may be something that we can get into.
I will give him your phone number if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It'd be great to.
I will do that right away as soon as we get off the air.
Okay.
As I said, he'll be with us tomorrow night on the broadcast. But now, what's on your radar now? What is coming down the pike now you see happening right now? What do you see coming down?
So there are a couple of things in the legislative space that we're still fighting. Of course, fighting against the Equality Act. That's this national law that wants to put the full force of federal government behind every one of the LGBT's agenda, every one of their aims. So we're fighting against that. We're supporting the efforts of several states that are banning transgender surgeries or so-called transgender surgeries on minors, basically cutting up and dissecting minors in order to have their body, as it were, try to fit where their mind is instead of giving them the counseling that they need. And so we're supporting a lot of these states, 22 now, that have full bans against transgender surgeries and have no public funding towards it. So we're seeing that strong effort. We're also supporting the several states that, as a result of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, are putting in their own state laws and their state constitutions a protection for life, protection for unborn life. And everywhere that those laws have been challenged, in every state that they've been challenged, we've been active through amicus briefs in the court, upholding the value of life and explaining why that law is not only constitutional, but very necessary for many of the populations within their state. So on a legislative front, in the legislatures, both at the federal level and across the states, really active. And of course, our litigation has just absolutely erupted. We're adding more attorneys to our firm in order to deal with the amount of calls that we're getting and individuals that need our help. But we're also seeing a lot of victories as well. We're seeing victories for free speech across the country. We're seeing victories for individuals' ability to have student clubs. Several areas around the country in terms of our litigation, we're seeing a lot of these victories. And there are things in the pipeline. The daily slugging away, going back and forth with opposing counsel and with judges, just to get a number of these cases across the finish line. So we're active on all fronts. God has blessed us with a ministry that's very dedicated to the work and with folks that are very dedicated to the mission. And there are a lot of places that we're very active.
Well, do you have counselors in every state?
We do. We have at least one attorney that we can tap into in every state.
So that really, that's a blessing beyond words, because that means that you don't have to worry about getting somebody licensed in each state. You have always somebody already there.
Yeah, that's right. Really, during COVID, we were able to vastly expand our affiliate attorney network. Just a number of individuals that saw what was going on with the vaccination fight and wanted to get in, and we were able to train them and get them part of our affiliate attorney network. And so our numbers have grown quite dramatically when it comes to attorneys actively helping us out on cases, but even the full-time attorneys that we have on staff, we've been able to hire more and more in order to get through all of the workload. We're encouraged by, so encouraged, anytime we get to a church or we get across the country speaking in front of groups, the amount of faith that is still out there in this country, the amount of faith of individuals that come what may, will never renounce the gospel and will find every opportunity to share it, even if their livelihoods are threatened, that encourages us. And it's encouraging to see many attorneys realizing that this is where the fight's going to be and them pledging even their volunteer time in order to get a lot of these religious liberty initiatives back into the culture.
You know, I bet the Matt, the gentleman that started this whole Liberty Council movement, never dreamed it would grow to be this size and be of such necessity in this country.
You know, it's hard. Once again, it's hard to know where the next avenue of fight is. There are a couple of examples that I can think of up in Maine that just had the ruling last year that said Maine could take their taxpayer dollars, Maine families could take their taxpayer dollars to Christian schools. Immediately, the legislature changed the law and said, well, Christian schools now have to follow the whims of the LGBT agenda. In the abortion case, you know, Roe v. Wade obviously overturned, overruled, and now states are freed up to dictate their own pro-life laws within their state. Well, what does the FDA do? The Food and Drug Administration goes out and has a pill that they're mailing even into states that disallow abortion. So it seems that every time there is a strong victory, a strong area that we've taken back, the other side has gone out and find a new way to try to bring evil across. And so our fight continues. Certainly we never thought, you know, 50 years ago that this country would be in the space that it is, but slugging away in the same avenue for 50 years when it came to Roe v. Wade, for 30 years, 40 years when it came to overturning the Lemon Test, for 30 years when it came for some of these other critical decisions, slugging away tirelessly in those areas, you know, it does bring about victory, and it ultimately does free up individuals and their freedom. So, you know, it is a back and forth. It is times that you're frustrated at where your country is, but that gives us a resolve that we need to continue fighting, knowing that the gospel of Jesus Christ spreading in this country is worth all the fight.
Well, you know, it's you said earlier that the evil ones find new ways, new inventions, a way to do evil all the time. So you witnessed that a lot already. And, I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, you find an avenue and you plug off the evil flow, and the next thing they find another avenue. That's what – this is an ongoing battle, folks. This is why the theme song is "This Is War" is what this is. Let's go to Kentucky and talk to Chris. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch, how you doing tonight?
Doing well, sir. How about you?
Thank you so much. Yes, we're at a spiritual war. Kentucky, about the trans, you were talking about a lot of the transgender. We got a governor, it's just a real, he's a pervert. I'm sorry. This guy wants minor transgender operations.
Oh, by the way, Chris, I want to say this. I see him on TV talking about his grandpa and his great-grandpa were preachers in a church there. He's standing inside the church. He's talking like he's a Christian, but you know better than that, and I do too. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. And we need to put up a fight with this. And also, in Reading, Pennsylvania, Pastor Damon Atkins is suing the city when he was arrested in Reading County in Pennsylvania during the LBG March, June 3rd. And I hope that a lot of the preachers in the pulpits take more stand on this. Like the Bible says in Ephesians 6:12, take a stand. Because these evildoers are going to run us. We can't let this happen. Our children are the future of this country. They want to just have a eugenics to destroy us.
Of course.
Our First Amendment.
Of course.
For Christian rights. Like what happened in Colorado years ago when the bakery said, no, we're Christian. We're going to go to only man and wife, you know, man and husband, you know, at that time. I mean, it's getting crazy, Butch. I mean, we have a real fight on our hands, what's happening out here.
And by the way, if you have a way to contact that pastor in Pennsylvania, I'd love to talk to him. If you have a way to find him, I'd love to talk to him. But go ahead.
Yeah. His name is Damon Atkins. He lives in Reading, Pennsylvania.
I'd like to find that dude. I'd like to find him and thank him for his stand. I really would. Anything else you want to say?
I just want to keep you in prayer. Anybody out there has any legal, but with your job, what you're hearing tonight, contact this man, because it's important, folks. If we lay down to this, evil is going to run us over, and we're going to be taken over, and our souls are going to be robbed. Okay,
right.
Let's get our rights out there, protect and get the children protected, and more churches, a handful of them here in Louisville. One or two are waking up. They just started a private school fighting against the LGBT agenda. Was broadcasted here in Louisville. Guess what, Butch? He was polled. But now more people have contacted him and said, we want to get out of these government schools. They are ruining our kids. We're going to get a Christian rights for my children. And I love it. And I hope I don't remember the pastor's name, but I want to put him in prayer, whoever you are, because I saw a clip of that. That's what we need to do. We got to take our stand, Butch.
I agree. I totally agree. Anything you add to that, Jonathan?
You're absolutely right. And what that does is it encourages others. It encourages folks like that pastor in Reading, Pennsylvania, You don't see grounds of the enemy. These pride parades have the worst perversions that we saw in the last month of June. Pure perversions all over the streets. And one pride parade, even in New York City, said that we're here, we're queer, and we're coming for your children,
right.
Was what was reported. So we cannot abdicate pride parade. We had a pride parade here in our county, and I won't name the county that I live in, but it was the first time, and they said first annual pride parade. Well, we had to be there. We had to be there. Passing out tracks and witnessing to folks that were being there. Thankfully, there weren't that many people that come to a pride parade in a relatively conservative county here in southern Maryland. But still, we can't abdicate that space. And what the pastor in Reading shows us is that we have to actively be there. The example out of Kentucky, I think, is important as well. Kentucky, the case to open Maryville Baptist Church in Commonwealth of Kentucky. This was a case that was very early on where Governor Beshear would be following folks home from church in order to force them to quarantine. That case ended on July the 5th, was when we finally got full resolution. So you can imagine from the time of early outset of COVID, March 2020, all the way to early July 2023, this church was still under the threats of a tyrannical governor. And so the fight has to be there. It has to be there for the folks in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. It has to be there for the lives that are being victimized in Pennsylvania. It's a fight all across the country, but it's a fight that when we win only encourages more individuals to fight. So great examples from the caller. He's right where he needs to be, knowing what the issues are and not being afraid to contend with the culture, winning it back over for the glory of Christ.
Amen. Anything else you want to say, Chris?
That I want to also, Jason, my friend, who suffers from autism, has some health, a little bit of some health problems, not feeling good. I don't know what it is, but I told him, don't go to the doctors because they'll give you the wrong stuff. Keep him in prayer in his faith, and he needs some uplifting.
Okay. All right. Folks, y'all heard that. Jason, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Chris. Appreciate it. Thank you. Folks, we've got a little bit of time left. You want to call 844-769-2944. Now, Jonathan, how can we contact you all if we need help, and how can we help?
Yeah, so the best way is through the website, lc.org, stands for Liberty Council, but just five letters, lc.org, getting on, filling out a legal request form on that website, but just calling, pick up the phone, call 407-875-1776. You'll find a live person during business hours on the other end of the line calling and walking through you these initial steps of getting your legal case before us. But even folks that want to use the website, it's lc.org. If you want to use the telephone, it's 407-875-1776.
And this may be a silly question, but how many calls do you think y'all feel today?
In the past 3 years, we'd have to consolidate calls, and we could have upwards of 600 people on a conference call. But I'd have to look at that. We had tens of thousands of calls come in early on during COVID for church lockdowns generally, and then you saw tens of thousands more when it came to the vaccine mandates. So there's always, heights where our phones are off, literally ringing off the hook, and we have to hire teams of personnel to respond. But we're also many times, and I love the agility of the firm, consolidating calls. So when a number of questions seem to be familiar, despite folks getting the individual help that they need, sometimes it is good to have a number of folks on the same call at the same time, and we'll just answer general questions, and then folks can follow up if there's more detailed questions that we need to answer. But we've been agile and be able to at least respond, even if we can't take on all the work, at least respond to all of the requests that come in. And certainly, like I said, if you call during business hours, you'll get a live person that'll help walk you through the initial stages of your case and your claim.
Wow. Now, if you take a case and you say you write letters, and a lot of times that works, so you don't have to go any further than that. And once you take a case, how long does it take normally to get the counsel together and write a letter and send it to the party it needs addressed to?
Well, it can be immediate. you know, it's usually based on, you know, the alligator that's closest to the boat putting out the fire that's first. So it can be immediate if someone is literally walking into their employer's office or walking into the school building and needs an immediate response done, then we can get there pretty immediately. But then there's litigation, and the wheels of litigation are slow. They're generally out of our control. Now, we've sat on cases for close to 8 years now. Is I think one of the longer cases that we're dealt with. Sometimes it takes 6 years to work through the courts. But it's these victories that are culture shifting, right? The 9-0 victory for Hal Shirtless changed the culture, and those take a while. But there is immediate, you know, hang up the phone with the client, pick it up with opposing counsel, and get right to work securing rights or firing off an email with a letter right away. There's these immediate turnaround battles or even just counseling a client that can happen in real time.
Well, let's say a preacher is preaching, like the gentleman in Pennsylvania was preaching, is arrested, and he calls for help to even get out of jail. Are y'all able to help him do that?
So it depends if we have someone nearby. So there are situations in the past that we have done that. Can't say for certain in every situation, blanketly not knowing the details, if we can be on the ground and on the scene immediately. But there are plenty of situations in our history that I can think of where we've done that. And if there's someone that's nearby that can respond rapidly and we're available, of course we'll be there. But I just can't make a blanket statement over the air saying that, you know, if you're arrested, we'll be there in that moment at that time without
knowing
of every case.
Well, I don't know how you cover all the bases anyway. I really don't. I mean, I know your staff is growing all the time, but to cover all these bases, you'd have to have thousands of people working with you to cover at even beginning to stay even with them. I don't know how you do it, but I just want to thank you, John, for what you're doing. And I'm going to call and ask you a question someday personally about some things I want some answers on. But I want to thank you and the whole group, and you tell Matt Staver and all of them we said hello. I'm very thankful that they're out there. And tell them we really mean that.
Absolutely. We're encouraged not so much by, you know, the headlines or, you know, not so much encouraged by, you know, the times they get us up on stage and give awards. We're encouraged by the faithful minister that's behind his pulpit every Sunday at 11 that's preaching God's word, by the, you know, faithful woman that is making sure she's praying in the grocery store, she's sharing the gospel, the faithful middle-aged man that's at work by the water cooler sharing the testimony of the gospel, how God has changed his life. That's what encourages us, and that's really what sustained this country. It's why we have a respect for religion in this country. It's why our national motto is still one nation under God. It's why why we still, in God we trust, why we have that in the pledge, why we have that as a motto. It's because of the lived testimony of Christians.
John, we're quite out of time, my friend. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All righty, sir. Thank you.
God bless you, my friend. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night with Pastor Arthur Pulaski. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.